Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bros. I'm Ronnie. Guess who I'm with? He's handsome. He's smart. He's gorgeous. He's got beautiful hair, beautiful eyes, but even more, a beautiful heart. His name is Ben. Oh. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, my little darling?
Oh my God, I'm great. It's been a busy ass week for us coming back from the holiday, and we're finally at the end of it. And I'm so glad it's been an extraordinary week. So many exciting things have happened.
Yes, one of them is that our tickets went on sale today. So come see us. We are doing a new tour this year. It's called the Cheetah Brand Tour. Cheetah Brand. And we're going to lots of places. We're opening in Austin, Texas on February 2nd. And I'll read a list of cities, okay? So if you want tickets, come to watchwhatcrappens.com. And you do want tickets. You want them. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com and there's ticket links right there. Okay, all you got to do is click them. So here's where we're going. Austin, Dallas, Phoenix, LA. That's where we're going to have the 2023 Golden Crappies at the Wiltern Theater, which is insane. So please come to that. That's going to be a huge party. Please, yeah, that'll be a good one. Charlotte, North Carolina. Then we're going to Atlanta, then Denver, Salt Lake City. It's our first time there. Yeah, Ben?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Seattle, San Francisco, Toronto, Philadelphia, New York, and Washington, D.C. So go get your tickets, watchwhatcrappens.com. Also, join us over at patreon.com. That's where you get our couple videos a week. We did Salt Lake City and Potomac this week as videos. Super fun. And it's also where you get our bonus episodes. So come over there. Okay.
Ben, it's also, by the way, our first time going to Toronto. I just want to point out, I don't want the Toronto people to feel left out of the getting the first time love.
I thought we've been there before.
No, we were going to go, but pandemic victim.
Oh, well, sorry, Toronto. We're excited for you, too. I really like that your state abbreviation is on. Like, you've always got to have something going on there. You can't just be tired in Toronto. It's like the state of on. I'm on, baby.
They're so on all the time. I just want to get to know the real Toronto.
So here we are, guys. It's Real Housewives of Miami Day. How does this show stay so good? Because normally, I thought it was going to peak. I thought, God, we didn't really give a few of these episodes full recaps, which, of course, we feel great guilt about. And I thought it peaked, right? Because the Lisa thing, the Lenny thing, the craziness of it all, I thought that's it. The rest of the season's just going to slide downhill. Nothing's going to happen. And boy, was I incorrect about that.
I know. I mean, there really are, like, every episode, there's stuff happening. I have to say, I'm also very upset at this episode. Because I want justice for Kiki. I don't know why Kiki gets singled out for yelling or whatever at Adriana's. Why is she the one who doesn't get invited to Goat Party? Okay. I think it's not right. It's not fair. And you know what? There could possibly be something slightly problematic about it too. You know, but either way, Kiki deserves to be invited to all the good stuff because we love Kiki.
Oh, yeah. Kiki's killing it this season. You know, last year, it was like, oh, my God, Kiki's so beautiful. She says a couple things now and then. But we just liked her because she's fabulous, really. But this season, my God, what a second season. She just, yeah. I mean, she's hilarious.
We love Kiki. I think that she's probably going to get a Crappies nomination in, like, the friend of category.
Well, spoiler alert.
Hey.
So this is season 5, episode 8. It's called Sing and Shout. And shout no more singing, please. Okay. Sing and shout no more. I've had it. So Miami Beach Marina, it's Adriana's music video day.
Yeah. Much anticipated. The great follow up to Miami. Miami. A song that sounds like it could also be someone scrubbing a floor.
Right? Yeah. Or like
I love it, by the way.
Like a little tiny baby yawning in the back of a car that's going over multiple speed bumps. You know?
Miami.
So, Adriana, like, wow.
It's the baby is also saying its first word. It's amazing. And it's also a declaration of where it is.
It was probably just mommy, but, you know, Adriana heard it. It's like, oh my God, it's my first song.
My first word.
Yeah. She owes that kid a lot. So we get to the boat. She gets to the boat, the yacht. And Jonathan, this director, is hilarious. So he's there with two waxed gay dudes and Speedos, you know, and they're not flattering Speedos. Well, they're flattering because these guys are like perfectly bodied, but they're not flattering in the penile department. Okay.
No.
I mean, no, you can't put that. You can't put something on a man that's going to push it on the inside. I mean, mine naturally kind of goes that way because it's just like bored of the world. But like, models shouldn't have penises that are hiding. What are they hiding from? I'm waiting for Groundhog's Day at this point, Jonathan.
We need a She by Sheree dick print, okay? And then we're not getting it from there.
Yeah, this is like the antithesis of She by Sheree's dick print. So Jonathan's like, all right, what do you want to go over? We're going to shoot. We're going to shoot. We need to go over it. And Adriana explains to us, in these days of social media, the song will do better if the video is good. There are more chances to go viral.
Also, another thing that really helps a song go viral, and I actually don't know if you know this, Ronnie, but I was just reading about this. For a song to go really viral in 2022, the song has to be good.
Well, you know, not necessarily. I don't know if you've been to a Home Goods lately, but I've heard a lot of your pop music, children.
Listen.
Where did Melody how about this? Go? Hey, does anybody know what a chorus is? That's what I was saying in like the plastic dish aisle of the Home Goods.
Maybe there has to be a hook, okay? Well, there just has to be talent in some area, in some aspect of it. You know, somewhere, like maybe even craft services. Let that vibe of craft services like, permeate the music.
Like Ariana Grande, you may have some stinkers lately, but God, I smell the Doritos coming out of the speakers. I'm in.
She has, you know, lots of boots, and that's exciting. Comes through. She's like a pioneer in the boot genre, boot and ponytail genre.
Yeah, she's committed to a high pony. You know, Mumbles. You got to give some credit to that.
Yeah, she actually, I would actually, you could probably make an argument that Ariana Grande stole her entire style and vibe from this show's theme song. I mean, right? Like, in many ways, Miami is kind of like an Ariana Grande song, right?
It is.
I mean,
that Ariana Grande was in the passenger seat of that car Adriana was driving. She just heard the, Miami. She's like, that's a career. Put a high pony on that baby.
Exactly. So they're on this like Gucci, I don't know if it's a Gucci boat, but it's like painted with the Gucci stripes on the bottom and everything. And Adriana's like, this is a one day, one shot video. I'm like, okay, Eminem, settle down. She's like, you better lose yourself in the music, the moment. You ain't never gonna let it go.
And Jonathan is just being every director in every movie ever. He's like, here's what I'm envisioning. Poses. And then he poses. He's like, puts his hand on his forehead and like leans back. He's like, elegant. Vogue. That's what I'm picturing. Vogue.
Nothing in this music video, I just want to say, says anything about voguing. I think it's just like a term he heard somewhere when he was choreographing the sixth grade production of Cat in a Hot Tin Roof.
It's just an old queen still stuck in the Madonna time, you know? Vogue, that's where it's at. You know what? We're going to stand still and we're going to have it in black and white. It's going to be new. So then he's like lying back on the sofa. He's like, get me some cone breasts. He asks her if the girls learned any of the choreography. And she's like, well, I sent it to them and they're supposed to learn it. I guess we'll see.
Adriana, you're scaring me. And so Adriana says, you know, I'm a single woman supporting myself and I need to make this a success. Like, I don't have a rich dick to go to every night to do, you know, the withdraw. And then she starts doing the blowjob motion. And, you know, I'm all for people, you know, doing it for themselves and making that money. But when she's like, I'm just a single mom, I'm like, we just saw you last season going to like a sports car vending machine warehouse where there's like elevators of sports cars. And it's like, I'll take that one. I'll have that one too. And she's like, I'm just trying to make it work.
I mean, she got a Porsche, but she still got a used car. They were trying to make it like, wow, it's a Porsche place. But people were posting the prices online. And I was like, oh, you know, all right. She's working within her budget, you know, and good for her. I just appreciate the dedication to feminism, you know? I don't have the dick to draw money from like an ATM. Honey, I need a new purse. Blowjob. Honey, I need a new dress. Blowjob. Honey, pay my bills. Blowjob. I just see Gloria Steinem poking her eyes with forks, you know?
Yeah. Which she just might be doing that in general, watching Bravo or Bravo content. So Alexia and Nicole approach. And meanwhile, the director is like, okay, so you know what? When we're shooting this video, I want you to move, okay? Show me your Brazilian salsa stuff. I know Brazilians don't do salsa, but just, you know, South American things, you know?
Yeah, give me some plantain. You do that, huh? Give me some guac, baby. Give
tango.
Me some
guac. Guacamole, tango, cigars, Panama hats.
Chorizo, show me some chorizo, baby.
He's just like obsessed with food. Like, Jonathan, keep your head in the game, okay? Stick with Vogue. You were ahead.
Yeah.
So yeah. Nicole and Alexia come, and John's like, speak of the chimichanga.
It's something from Brazil, right? Did I get that
that's,
right?
That's a Brazilian term, right?
Did I get that right?
They're like, okay.
So, show me your ham sandwich.
You're getting further, Jonathan.
Ham sandwich. Well, it's actually sort of close to a Cubano. So he's almost, in our fictional version of his racial insensitivities, he's actually almost getting more accurate.
But it's only food insensitivity. His racial.
He's like, all right, here's my shakshukas. Oh, now you went all the way across the world.
Oh, Jonathan. So Nicole and Alexia come, and Alexia's like, oh, this boat is spectacular. Blink, 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 blink.
Yeah, oh, that's like the Alexia tree.
Alexia, Teresia, yeah. Trilexia.
So
Adriana's like, they obeyed me and they came in black because they are all supposed to be wearing black today.
Perfect for a beautiful, sunny love letter to Miami, wearing all black. It's exactly what the city's known for.
And John's like, did you guys learn the choreography? And Nicole goes, I have 8 beats.
Perfect. That's all Adriana has, too.
That's twice as twice as many beats in the song. So now Gertie and Julia show up, and Julia's like, I don't know how to dance this dance or dance in general, actually. And Nicole tells us, it's like this, not to sound malicious, but like this is my first time in a music video, but I used to be like a cheerleader. And so I'm like, I'm a little coordinated, so I'm hoping I can like figure this out, you know? I'm like, no, it won't work out.
So Gertie's like, okay, hi, I'm here. Tell me to do what you need me to do, because right now I'm swiping through my phone. She's just like swiping through her phone, like, I'm here, so busy. I can't stop working.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm like purposely avoiding Alexia because like what she showed me on that bus was like so off-putting. And I was like, what's Alexia's true colors are? Like, now I know. Okay, until you know how to act, and that's like a human, by the way. Like, we will not be engaging, period.
Hey, show me your moves, Gertie.
Okay, I'll show you. You move column C next to column B because they're rearranged completely, unacceptably. Right now, and I'm very busy. I do not have time for this Excel spreadsheet to be unorganized.
So then Marisol and Kiki show up, and they like get onto the boat. You have to go up this little kind of like step ladder thing that has no railings. And Marisol's like, wow. This makes me nervous. Can someone help me? This makes me more nervous than a non-alcoholic tacky. Someone help me up here, huh?
And so Adriana is doing the dance with the girls, which, by the way, is step touch, step touch. I have not seen anything beyond that in this whole dance, okay? But they're still like, what? They just keep talking to each other.
I know.
Other.
I was like, because I was going into this, I was like, oh, this is gonna be fucked. None of them know the choreography. This could be a mess. And then when you see what the choreography is, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, circle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, circle. I was like, oh. I think they could probably pick this up on the fly.
But they can't. And that's what's so funny about it, because it just cuts to Julia like reaching out fists and squeezing and pulling them up and down. This is milking goat, Julia. Okay? Come on. I know how to milk goat.
Eagle. So Marisol's like, well, I'm the bartender. Nobody realizes in the universe how important bartender role is. I take it very seriously. Look, I'm pouring booze into some other vessel with a tiny funnel. Don't judge me. Don't judge me.
This lady exhausts me with her drinking shtick. So then they cut to her in the diary room, and she's like pouring vodka in her cocky thing. She's like, don't judge me. And the producer's like, of course not. So then Kiki comes and kisses, and I wrote Lisa is, of course, last. But then she's not last, so I take it back already. So they all take a break, which they haven't done anything, by the way, and do start doing shots. Marisol's the biggest dream killer in this episode, and she never gets called out for it. Because every time they even start to concentrate, she's like, I got shots for everybody. That's right. This is me, super bartender. Very important.
Yeah. And then Larsa's like struggling getting onto the boat also. She goes, there's like not like a handle thing. Like what if someone like falls over? Like I'm not doing all this Titanic like type shit. Like,
So Adriana hugs Lisa and she's like, wait a minute, you brought the wrong outfit, because Lisa's in bright pink. And she's like, sorry, I can't stay. I came to do a crying scene. Get everyone to root for me and then I'm going to leave. I hope that's okay. You know, Adriana's always been so supportive of me. The least I could do is show up to support her music.
By actually leaving. My support is by leaving. Yeah. So the director
by like, showing up to take focus from anything that's going on here and then leaving her in the dust.
Yeah. So now the director, like this was shot like I think in June or something like that. I seem to remember there was a fleeting reference to June or July last episode. So the director's like, okay, ladies, I need everyone to listen to me. We are losing light. We got 2 hours of light left. We are shooting a video. We have to do it now. Or it's not happening at all today. We're losing light. I'm like, sir, this is not even a real music video. Just take out your phone and just start walking around the boat and just assemble that footage together in some way.
Pretty much. And I'd hate for people to think that people in Miami party at night. That'd be so weird. And then Lars is like, if I was like ever going to like be in a music video, like it would never like be Adriana's. It just wouldn't. Ladies, light! And Lisa's like, I would love to stay, but Logan has a concert. And obviously I have to be there for him. Call you later. I'll call you later.
It's a daytime concert, and apparently we're losing light, so I gotta get out of here. Okay. Ladies, light! Okay, settle down, Terrence Malick. So then Julia's like, she's like, they're looking at the guys, the shirtless guys, and Julia's like, the guy on the left looks like he swims a lot because he has swimmers' bodies. If Martina was here, she could look at his body and be like, I know what sports they play, and they're pussy.
And Alexia's like, oh, you look at hot guys? Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know about you. What do? You look at hot boys too? I mean, you charge them, right? Russian, you know? And John's like, ladies! Like, he's just screaming and he's screaming and yelling at them. And Larsa is like looking at her phone and being like, hi, it's me, like taking selfies on the yacht for her Insta.
Yeah. So Julia's like, well, if Martina and I were not together, I don't know who I would be attracted to. Like, literally, it's about person, energy, who you love, who you feel, what sort of goat milk you make.
Mm. Oh, my God. Like, can I, like, tell you a funny, like, story? Like, someone called me a week ago, and they, like, told me you were making out with a man. I was making out with a man at the surf club at Four Seasons. What season? The Four Seasons. But which season was I making out with men? Fall? Spring? Autumn? Okay. But like, I wasn't there, so I don't know. I wasn't there. What do I know? But it was my friend. He's like a designer-like. And she's like, oh, yes, yes, yes. Designer friend, yes.
Yeah, all of a sudden Julia does a full hairpin turn on her story, where from going from, oh, I wasn't even there, like, oh yeah, I was there with your friend. And Gertie goes, oh well, so you made out with someone? And Julia goes, no, not made out. And Larsa goes, yeah, but like she actually took like a photo of it. Oh, see, I see Larsa coming up with this plot of hers. Yes, Larsa, it was me making out with a man. Any more questions? It's like, actually, yes, many, many more questions now that you've admitted it.
And Julie says, listen, there's make out and then there's make out. And Kiki's like, what's the difference? She goes, wait, why you keep kissing on a man? You're a whole married woman, woman. And Julia says, okay, if you and I on boat make out in front of all the ladies in public, this is make out. But if we are behind closed doors, that is make out.
They're like, oh, okay. Nicole's like, so like if you do it in public, it doesn't count?
Yes.
And what about if you do it while bringing a turkey to Thanksgiving and then bring the turkey away? Is that still making out? Because you're making out with my turkey?
Oh, yes, actually.
And Larsa just laughs because she's trying this whole plot line with Julia, and Julia does not give a fuck, right? So she's like, you're a wild like car, Julia, like, ha ha.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Amazon Pickup is a convenient and secure way to collect your Amazon parcels from locations near you. Help keep gifts a surprise when you choose to pick up from an Amazon locker or counter. Parcels can be picked up on your schedule, and you can rest assured knowing that your packages are kept safe and secure. Plus, there's no additional cost to use an Amazon locker or counter. Find a convenient pickup point near your home, work, or the places you already visit. Amazon Pickup is the worry-free option for the times when home delivery isn't ideal. To find your nearest pickup location or to learn more, go to amazon.co.uk/wondery. That's amazon.co.uk/WONDERY.
Come on, ladies! Jesus Christ! Get out here! You know what? There's too many people in this shot. I need to see Adriana. She is what's hot in Miami. Get the fuck out of the frame.
And Gertie's like, oh my God, I can go. I've got too much to do anyway.
I aborted this mission. Thank you. So now they're doing more choreo. And then like they're trying to shoot this thing. And then people are hanging out. They're coming out of the doors of the yacht. And he's like,
come on, guys. I need everything cleared out back there. And shut the doors for crying out loud. We're shooting a music video that no one's going to watch.
Cockies, I've got the bottle.
She's like, walks right into the shot.
No bottle. Mary, so why are you not listening to me? Clear.
So now they go on a break from like 0.3 seconds of filming this video. And Larsa's like, hey, Page Six, like, has posted, like, this about, like, Lisa and Lenny, like, and Lenny denies that he and Lisa are breaking up, like, telling people it's not true, like, but he says, nice try, though, like.
Yeah, what's the reason for that? And Alexia says, what's the reason? Why deny? He has something under his sleeve. And they're just all screaming, what? Yeah. What?
They're, like, very excited that they get to be like, blown away again. It's like, what? I thought we got all this out of our system in Key West, but suffice to say, what?
And Alexia keeps trying to say things to Gertie, like, can you believe this man? Like, what's under his sleeve? And Gertie just turns her whole head around. She's not subtle at all. She's, like, completely turning around. So Alexia says, you're ignoring me. And she's like, yes, I am ignoring you because I'm still annoyed. She goes, I don't know why you're annoyed with me. And she goes, on the Sprinter van, when you're, like, you're making a face, like, with the wedding, like, I felt really dismissed and unappreciated because when you said everyone's party was okay and this is great, but my party was only okay and I need mine to be top-notch like every party is top-notch. Every party I do is top-notch.
I'm at the plaza and Alexia goes, okay, well, you're being super insensitive because, like, you knew my situation. You knew I didn't get married because my mother died. And so she starts crying and Gertie's like, she's like, well, I cried the same day. It's the same way with Russell when you talked about my charity event, comparing it to Marisol's. So now they're both having like a sob off over who is more.
It's a totally fake cry off. And it's so funny. Gertie is like, I'm not having this, you know, because at first she's just looking at her sternly like, bitch, don't start with this. Right. Because Alexia's like, oh, my mother. So Gertie just decides to play the same thing. It's like, oh, my brother. And then they just start holding their fingers to their eyes and fake crying. But then when they start fighting, they immediately drop the tears. I mean,
yeah,
so good. Classic.
Yeah. And Alexia's like, the fact that you abandoned me after a year that took for me to get married? And Gertie's like, well, I asked you what is the date, and you said, and I said I was booked, unfortunately. But you still showed up to the fucking party. You did that. I knew, I thought you had a wedding. I thought you had a wedding.
And she says, because I have class and education, and I have a heart, and you don't have a heart. Like, what does that mean? Like, you only came to the party because Alexia has class and education and a heart. She doesn't make any sense. So Gertie's like, well, in the Sprinter van, your behavior was unacceptable and disgusting. It was disgusting. She's like, because you're the exorcist. Like, you're like, oh, falling on the couch. Jonathan's like,
that's it. That's what I need y'all to do out here.
That is the fire of Miami. Keep rolling. Keep rolling. Finally, drama. So then Alexia's like, yeah, you're doing all this stuff. Like, oh my God, like, did I say something? Like, who the fuck are you? And Gertie goes, what are you talking about? And so now Alexia starts telling us, I mean, when you're sitting across from her, it's scary. It's scary. Like, Gertie has been making exaggerated faces for like 2 years now, and now Alexia is like, oh, it's really scary. I thought she was like being exercised. It's crazy.
And she tells her, on the Sprinter, all the shit you do with your face. And Gertie's like, oh, you can't read my face? Well, let me explain what's happening here. This is happy. This is mad. She's like, well, I didn't know what quote unquote emotion that was. And Gertie starts like throwing herself on the couch like Alexia.
I didn't know what emotion that was. I was so scared because I didn't know what emotion, like I couldn't read what emotion was flickering across your face at that moment.
And Gertie's like, I'm like this, falling down. I was like that. Oh, did you see me move, bitch? And Kiki's like, yeah, I've seen Alexia like this, but not Gertie. What is this? And so Gertie says, I'm disappointed. And Alexia goes, no, I'm disappointed. She goes, no, I'm more disappointed because you are ungrateful. She goes, for what? Grateful for what? What did you do for me?
Mind blown. Bubble. You're in a bubble. And Alexia goes, no, you're in a bubble because you're full of yourself. Why are you so defensive? Why do you think everyone's out to get you? And so then Adriana's like, these girls have no consideration, no respect on a day that is so crucially important to me. I love when people on Bravo do this thing. Like, this day is so crucially important. This music video that I'm putting out when I'm not even on a record label or have any track record really in music. Like, this is so crucially important to me.
Yeah, this is so crucially important to be taken seriously as an artist with my entire cast being for the Real Housewives of Miami.
Yeah. Exactly. That's why I did not hire any professional dancers or actors or anything or a director.
So then Gertie changes it up. Well, no, she doesn't. She just brings it back to her brother. And she's like, I'm going to give you a comparison. My brother, 10 or 11 years ago, it still hurts. And Alexia's like, my mother, she died. And they both start like doing the telenovela cry at each other. And Gertie's like, well, we can both cry. She goes, exactly. We can both cry. So why are you trying to put me down?
Yeah. And Gertie goes, well, what I'm trying to say is my brother is no touch zone, no touch zone. Like, the charity equals my brother to me. So when you mention the charity, it's like protective mode, protective mode. And all the other women are just like looking at them like, what is going on with these women?
Because now they're really crying and like best friends, right?
Yeah. Larsa's like, I don't know what's going on, except there's like a lot of emotions. Like, and of course, Marisol is like, my drinks are so fantastic that takes people all kinds of emotional levels to the happy and emotional breakdown. Wow, cockies, the power of cockies.
Yeah, hold on. Let me hold up this bedazzled gallon jug of Mr. Belvedere to show how much I like cockies. I'm an alcoholic.
So Gertie's like, I just want some love back. And Alexia is like, I like you and I admire you. I really respect you. Like, I really do, you know? Yeah, she really does. She really does. And the fact that you say all this stuff like really hurts me. And if it didn't hurt me, I would not be crying. I could get it like a fuck. Like, I couldn't. So then they hug.
And Adriana's like, okay then, come on, girls. Now we're gonna do Vogue. And John's like, yeah, just Vogue. Girls, just Vogue. Think sexy, think beautiful. Think plantains and ham sandwich.
And now they're finally like shooting the video. They're like dancing and the music, it's like a music video, dancing and lounging around and giving like fuck me eyes, you know, to the camera, but then dancing some more, then looking sexy, then dancing. And then in the middle of it, you just see Larsa is just sitting in a chair, just looking at everyone like, what is this? But she's like in the video at the same time.
Move slow, like it's a photo shoot. Disco snacks. Wow, you're wearing patent leather there. Can that thing breathe? Your snackies can't even breathe in there, buddy. No!
So then it finishes with Adriana on a table. And they're like, good, good, we got it. This video is going to win some awards.
It's going to be great. Yeah. Yeah. So Julia mentions to them that she's going to have a party because they've built their house on Miami Beach and no one's actually ever seen it. They've seen the farm side of her, but they haven't seen the glam side of her. So she's going to have this party. And Larsa is like, okay, let's try this again. Hey, Julia, like, I need to know like how relationships work in 2022 because I told you like that someone called and they said like they saw Julia making out. And I said, wrong Julia. So you want to try the scene again now from the top?
Yeah, like, so how does that work, like? And Julia's like, well, I'm a little bit slightly public person, you know, and so is my friend. And so when we see some idiots wanting to take pictures of us to spice it up, it's called chip thrill. That's what we do, a chip thrill. And she's like, oh, yeah? She tells us, there's no paparazzi at the Four Seasons. So Julia, like, saying it was for the paps, that's like a lie. Ding, like, ding, like, ding, like, ding, like, it's a lie, like.
Your friend was holding a camera up and aiming at them. So, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm kind of with Lars on this one. I think that Julia's story has changed like three times now. I'm not saying that Julia was cheating, but Julia first was like, oh, I wasn't there. And then she's like, oh, yeah, like I made out with someone, but like it was like making out, just like whatever. And now it's like, oh, well, we saw someone was wanting to take a photo of us. So we made out because we thought to give them a thrill. And I was like,
But, like, if you're going to, like, have a real relationship, like, basically, you get a call from your man from some truck somewhere, and then you take off your flip-flop, and then he sperms on his phone. And then, boom, you're married. Like, you're doing it wrong.
So, Kiki's like, Martina's okay with you kissing a man or a woman? Like, as long as you're having fun, is that the deal? And Julia's like, no, there's a difference between going out and kissing a man, okay? And Kiki's like, so was it like making out with a man or like just like a mwah, mwah?
It was make out, I guess. And Adriana's like, Julia, stop explaining. We're such a good vibe. This is ruining the vibe. Like, guys, I can tell she's upset. I know my friend. Number two, nothing said what she'd done with Lisa down her throat. You guys didn't say nothing about that. Because remember, you kissed Lisa. And Kiki's like, yeah, but that was a game. And she says, what do you know, Kiki? You don't know shit.
And so Kiki's like, she just snaps at Kiki. And Kiki's like, how do you tell me I don't know shit? And Julia's like,
Adriana is probably upset too because today is about her and her moment and it's turning into screaming.
So, and Kiki's like, I was the only one there for yesterday and this bitch is going to attack me. Fuck her. And Alexia's like, you can't leave. She goes, I'm not staying. And she whips out Burger King and she starts like waving around this hamburger and eating it. And Alexia goes, wait, you have Burger King? And Marisol goes, well, that's a new vibe. So Kiki starts swinging her burger around and she's like, I was there for you yesterday. And I'm here now. And I don't have to put up with this. I could be with my trainer right now while she's holding a hamburger.
I think she said her daughter.
Oh.
But maybe her daughter's a trainer. So Kiki's like, that's a wrap. I'm going to eat this because it means that now my stomach's going to be bloated. So I'm done. I just like that she just was waiting all day for her Whopper. And she's like, you know what? Fuck it. This shoot is over. Whopper time. But like it came out of nowhere. It wasn't like we saw her even reach into anything. It was just like it just appeared in her hand. It's like all those TikTok videos where people snap and they're dressed in something else because everyone just finally learned like the joys of stopping and starting video. It's like that's what happened with her with the Whopper.
So good. So she's like, I'm not going to put up with this bullshit. This is over. So she gets really mad. And I'm proud of her because this is like her first Big Housewives fight, right? She hasn't really had that yet.
But though she had a fight, actually, believe it or not, she had that fight in the last season about the goat, like
Oh, yeah.
Sucking a goat's dick or something like that. I forget. It was some really bizarre fight that she got into with Marisol.
Oh, but that, yeah, when Marisol, what did Marisol say? I don't remember. But I remember. It was like the first party of the year or something. Saying, you don't have goats and there are no goats in Norway. Something, I don't know what the fuck it was. It was the dumbest fight. So then now it's Gertie's house in the morning and her husband's in the kitchen and she's in the bedroom and he calls her on her phone. And he's like, honey, do you want coffee or lemon water? She's like, lemon water, please. Oh my God, so much to do.
It's wedding season and of course I'm booked and blessed and busy and like I actually rarely do local weddings. I do weddings all over the country, everywhere, all around the world. Portugal, Cabo, Mexico, LA, Palm Springs, Tucson, Omaha, Vermont, wherever you want me, that's where I am. I'm going to gertify the world one wedding at a time.
Mm. And Russell just wanders in and she's still looking at her phone and she's like, I haven't even seen the kids, Russell. Can you believe this? I'm so busy. And if I had girls, it would be different. But I had two boys and a husband who's best friends with them. So you know what? I excel.
Yeah. Their mother is Marvel. So yeah, she's basically just like asking him to put on suntan lotion on her legs and just answer. She's just on her phone the entire time, kind of not really present, not paying attention to him.
It's just another Gertie is very busy scene. So yeah. Then we go over to Lisa's hideous fucking mansion. Oh my God. Yeah. It looks like the structure store in the mall. You remember that store?
Oh yeah.
Like wow. The fake columns. Wow,
Ronnie, you're hitting below the belt now.
That's what it looks like. That's a hideous house. So she's giving her kid ice cream, and she's like, is this healthy, mommy? God, you're doing a terrible job raising
your children. I know. That's my thought, too. Like, I feel like no child of that age should be asking if the ice cream is healthy. So she's saying how she hasn't told the kids yet about her and Lenny yet, because they're young, and they probably don't understand.
Yeah, no, they won't understand. They still don't understand that ice cream's healthy. So
yeah, clearly. Bro. So she's... talking about the divorce and like the producer's asking like, why is he denying it? Why is Lenny denying that they're getting divorced? And she's like, I'm not even sure. Like, I don't even know why he would deny after telling me so confidently that we're done over and not getting back together. And like, it's one thing to go through a divorce privately, but now I have to go through it publicly and it's embarrassing. It's really fucking with me. And I'll wake up to check the news and there I am on the news, my marriage front and center. Item number one on 60 Minutes. God, America's obsessed with me.
I know. Oh, she's smiling while she says this, by the way. She's like, turn on the news. There I am. Huge smile.
By the way, it sounds like she's almost like blaming Lenny for this being a public divorce. But I mean, you're the one on this TV show. I just want to say, like, there is a way around. There's a way to make this more private.
Yeah, and so she tells her kid to take a nap, and she's like, I'm scared. And she basically, it's really, her kid's really cute. So then we go to the day of Julia's party, and there's birds in a cage. So that's how you know you're at Julia's house, and caterers everywhere, and she's going to change and get Elvis ready in his costume.
Yeah, and Gertie shows up, and there's a waiter in the driveway with... glasses of champagne on his platter, and Gertie's like, half pour. I mean, it was a hard day of work, and like, you need to fill the drink all the way up. Okay, we need to gertify this champagne. Gertify!
So she's sitting downstairs, and Julia's still getting ready, so she calls her, and Julia's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm just finishing with my dress. And she's like, everything's great here, don't worry. And Julia tells her, I disinvited Kiki, by the way. You know, I already have loud birds. What the hell?
What? And then she's
so rude. It's so rude. That she did this.
I hate it because, like, you're best friends with the loudest bird of all. You're best friends with a grackle. Okay. She's like, I didn't want to have that energy in my house. I texted her today saying, good morning, Kiki. After events of yesterday, I will not have you in home. This home is a sacred, beautiful place suitable only for goats that poop. Okay. So, no, Kiki.
And she says, but the screaming and the threats of suing? And I was like, okay, now you're just making shit up because that didn't happen, you know? So then we see a clip of what we didn't see 10 minutes ago. And this is when Kiki storms off the boat. She's taking off her shoes and she goes, take me out of this video. I don't want to be in that music video. And if I see myself on that video, I will sue. And then she storms off.
Yeah. So then Julia's like,
friends, just don't do that. And these constant cursing and attention grabbing screams, I can't have it. Okay, my daughter's here. My wife is here. Good. I just would like people who can have, like, can kind of control their anger issues, you know, because I already have loud birds. That's it.
Well, then don't invite this whole cast. What are you talking about?
Don't invite anyone here.
What about Adriana?
He's like the coolest one of everybody here.
Yeah, Adriana barked at Kiki. Kiki was not being like wild and attention grabbing. Adriana was on who's like, why don't you be quiet? You know nothing. It's just so rude. Rude, Julia.
Yeah. And Gertie's like, ooh, you know. She's like, well, get yourself together, I guess. But yeah, this is not cool. So Marisol and Alexia arrive, but it's not Alexia, it's Nicole. Dun dun dun.
Oh, well, you know, Nicole. So, yeah, and then Marisol's like, hey, wait, are you Cuban? All the good-looking people are Cuban. Khakis.
Sorry, I don't drink champagne, cutie.
So Julia comes in with her goat on a pink rope tied around it and kind of muzzling it, and her muzzled dogs. I was like, you know what doesn't make me feel comfortable at a party? Muzzled animals. Okay? Get the fuck out of here. What, your dog want to eat me?
And this goat's like is like in a denim outfit, but also the diaper on. It's a whole thing.
Yeah. Marisol's like, well, you know, that time where like Weird and Twisted crosses the line, that's Elvis the goat. I just love an animal in a diaper.
So
it's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So Julia's daughter is in from Richmond, and Larsa's on the way, and Nicole's talking about her conversation with Larsa, and Julia's like, she's like,
well, I felt like Larsa conversation was premeditated.
And Nicole's like, yeah, I felt like you derived like a sick, dare I say, malicious pleasure of like Martina having like a moment with Larsa.
Yeah, because they're like, but you invited her. You didn't invite Kiki, but you invited Larsa, and she's the one who started all that shit. And Nicole's like, yeah, because you want to see how, you know, your wife deals with Larsa or whatever. And Marisol's like, bro, is she going to swing some tennis rackets? So Larsa comes, and she brings flowers, and she's like, I, like, don't, like, feel bad, like, for asking Julie if she kissed a man. If she doesn't feel bad about kissing a man, I shouldn't feel bad about asking her about kissing a man.
Yeah.
Were you the one getting all offended about people asking about your OnlyFans last year?
Yeah, you're right. Wasn't that the big fight in that restaurant last year where she stormed off?
Yeah.
Was that about OnlyFans or was that about, I don't know.
They were asking her too many questions. Martina comes in and she's like, oh, hello. Welcome, everybody. Hello, darling.
And Larsa meets Martina for the first time, I guess. It sounded like it. And Larsa's like, Adriana, how was your music video shoot? Were you happy? And she goes, happy? You guys ruined it. And we see Jonathan having a meeting with Adriana. And she's like, so yesterday, we weren't able to get all the coverage that we needed. We're still missing a lot of footage that we need. Okay, the lens cap was on. I'll just say it. The lens cap was on.
It's ruined. It's all ruined. I don't see Vogue here. I see Us Weekly. I'm done. I'm out of here.
So Lars is like, who ruined it? Like, you did when you were attacking Julia. And she goes, did I attack you, Julia? I mean, I asked a question. Sorry.
And Adriana's like, well, that was very shady. And Larsa goes, but she admitted it.
Well, it was premeditated. It was a premeditated thing.
And Larsa's basically like, I don't think it's a big deal. And then we see over by Elvis that his diaper has just like fallen and is just like around his ankles. And Marisol's like, I mean, everyone's fighting. But right now, all I see is a goat with a diaper, a soil diaper, wrapped around his ankles, shimmying around the house. I mean, where do you go from there? You can't even think about anything else.
So then Martina's like, oh, darling, the diaper's on the floor. And Julie's like, darling,
talk to the people. My friend has questions. I'll take care of it.
And Adriana's like, okay, Martina, they're trying to bring comments that could implicate Julia, and you and I don't like it. Okay? No,
They're trying to implicate Julia and you, and I don't like it. And she goes, oh, implicate? In what? Like, Martina does not give a fuck. You are the pettiest idiots I've ever had in my home. I can't believe you're even in the same house as Books.
Martina probably had to deal with, I don't know if this is true or not, but I'm sure in the 80s, she probably had to deal with like a fair share of worldwide tabloid headlines and gossip. Like, this is just like nothing for her. She's like, I'm a sports icon. I really don't care what Larsa Pippen has to say about me or my wife.
Yeah. And so we get it done. I fucking love Martina.
In what?
So Larsa's like,
she actively is mocking like the story point of the show we're watching.
And they're playing all this dramatic music, and she does not care. And Lars is like, well, two weeks ago, like, someone told me they saw Juliet, like, fall, winter, spring, and summer.
The four seasons?
I was trying to make it so, like, Juliet could understand it, but, like, she was making out with, like, a man.
Well, hold on, let me put my finger on my chin and do the thinker pose. Dun, dun, dun. Well, I would prefer Julia to make out with a man over a woman.
And they're like, yeah! They'll start cracking up.
Yeah, Alexia's like, oh, you're so cool. And Martini goes, well, when I kissed Gwyneth Paltrow on TV, she didn't like it so much. That's my little way of saying that, like, while you're coming up with gossip about a guy at the Four Seasons, my gossip's about Gwyneth Paltrow. She's like, my scandals deal with A-listers.
So Martina says, oh, I haven't kissed a man in a long time. He's well known in the tennis world. And they're like, who?
And Mary, no one really cares. Everyone just kind of walks off. But Maricel's like, wait a minute, I can guess this because I'm the old one. Wasn't Fred Astaire?
That's not a tennis player.
Ronald Reagan.
That's not a tennis player either.
Mikhail Gorbachev.
old world map on his forehead, Gorby. Come on, tell me.
I'll never tell. That's a good way to just clear the room of people who are trying to get dirt on you. Be like, well, it was someone who's very well known in men's tennis. People are like, you know what?
Focus busy on something else. Yeah. So then Lisa comes, of course. You know, she always has to have like her solo entrance. And they're like, hello, Lisa. She's like, hi, guys. Yeah.
Hey guys, let's have a monkey chat. Monkey chat, Lisa, go to the sofa. So Larsa.
But I love, like, that Lisa handed wine to Martina, and Martina's like, and she just slips it right up to her face and like gives it a solid body check. That wine.
Oh, this reminds me of the wine that I received from Steven Spielberg.
He loves Tubac Chuck as well.
Because you know her ass is locked out of that wine cellar.
Yeah, it certainly is. So they sit down and they're basically asking her, like, why does Lenny deny this divorce? And Maricel's like, well, you know, he's just not thinking straight. I'm like, let's not give Lenny any excuses about whether or not he's thinking straight. He's thinking with his dick, and who cares? That's his fault.
Yeah. And she does her whole, it's so hard when it's public. You know, she does that monologue again. And Nicole's like, do you know how long this has been going on? She's like, I don't know. Well, it's usually like a year or two. Because women, they don't see it because they don't want to see it. And that's how it happens.
Yeah, he's probably been sleeping with someone for like 4, 5, 6, 7 years. You probably just didn't know. You're just sort of stupid. You're just a stupid person. You're in denial. It's sad that you're in denial. But that's what you are. You know, that's just women. Alexia just coming in saying that, oh yeah, he's probably sleeping with her for 2 years. I'm sure that's exactly what Lisa wanted to hear at that moment. Yeah,
like a warm hug. So Lisa's like, I noticed something weird, like a crush, like in our parties, and I hate those fucking parties. You guys think I like those parties? Like, I don't like random hoes at my house, you know? Like, Miami's a very different place to be married, first of all, and then you have these parties and these Instagram hoes, and all this contributed to the demise of our marriage.
You know what also contributed to the demise of your marriage? Your husband is a douchebag, awful person. Yes, there are these girls and quote-unquote Instagram hosts, but it's him. He's the one who contributed to the demise of your marriage. Don't blame everyone else.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that that she's wrong. I'm saying let's not forget Lenny.
Yeah, don't blame the Instagram, young ladies. Okay.
Yes.
And so Lars is like, yeah, the way that he's handling this is so crazy. You want to give up your relationship of 15 years? And Gertie's like, this could happen to all of us. This house is on fire. Let me call Russell.
Hold on. Russell, check the stove.
Well, you know what, Lisa? This is setting you up for something great, okay? Because, you're going to have so many great things happening now because of this. And, wow, this reminds me of why I never want to be malicious. I'm never going to stop working, okay? Because life can change in the blink of an eye. And the only person you can rely on is yourself and, someone to take you to the keys on their private plane. I'll admit it. I like that.
So they go outside and Julia's afraid too, right? Because every time you see a crumbling marriage, you're like, am I next? And mm-hmm. She's like, I'm living by proxy through that horror of what could happen with my marriage. It's a wake up call. A wicked bell ringing in my ear since weeks. And so they're all standing on the dock and Martina's like, I want to jump off that dock. It just looks beautiful out here. And they're like, oh my God, you could drown.
Yeah, and Nicole's like, oh, you know what would be really romantic would be if you and Martina are just in the water kissing, sunset going down. So they hatch this plan. Julia jumps in the water and she hides under the dock, and then Martina's like, I'm gonna jump in. So she comes in and she jumps in the water and she doesn't realize Julia's there, and Julia's like, I'm here. And then Martina's actually very delighted. And they kind of embrace in the water and just cuddle in the water, and they're all cheering them on. It was a very sweet way to end the episode.
And then they drowned. So that was a fun one. Love this show. I just love everything. I love the colors of it. I love the way the show's shot. I love the just silliness of all the reactions to it.
There's kind of a rawness in all their emotional reactions, right? There's something a little unfiltered. When they feel something, it just comes out in a full way, it's not tempered, it's not polite, it's just kind of this is how I feel right now, and this is the urgency of my feeling.
Love it. Well, everybody, thank you so much for being here. That brings us to the end of Real Housewives of Miami. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com to get live show tickets, and patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens for our Crappens on Demand videos and bonuses. And we will talk to you next week, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides. Undo your fasteners, it's Erin Kastner.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's a good hobby, it's Lauren Hobgood.
We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthew sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.